This year is the 300th anniversary of Britain's first Prime Minister taking power. The PM is the most powerful political figure in the UK, but the origins of the position are not clear. In the early 18th century, Britain's monarchy was losing power to Parliament. This created an opportunity for a politician who could control Parliament and work with the monarch. Sir Robert Walpole was that man. Although his actual title was First Lord of the Treasury, historians consider him to be the country's first Prime Minister. He dominated politics from 1721 to 1742. The politicians who followed Walpole developed his role, but no one used the term Prime Minister. It was actually taboo in British politics for decades, because it suggested that one single individual had accumulated too much power. During the 19th century, however, it slowly became acceptable. Britain's premiership is mainly informal in character. The PM's powers come from convention rather than the law. In 1870, the PM acquired the exclusive right to call cabinet meetings. In 1903, it was decided he could remove ministers, and 15 years later that he could call general elections. A fundamental element of the premiership, since the very beginning, has been the question of advisers. Walpole had the assistance of men of business, friends and colleagues. With the development of the professional civil service in the mid-19th century, the PM could ask for advice from some of the best specialists in the world. 100 years later, Britain's premiers started to use special advisers, who combined party political and civil service functions. At the same time, government, which had been cabinet-led, slowly changed to prime ministerial government, and PM staff numbers grew dramatically, reaching 200 by the year 2000. In the last few decades, prime ministers have varied dramatically in quality. While Margaret Thatcher and Tony Blair impressed with their general abilities, others have not covered themselves in glory. John Major and Theresa May were both compared unfavorably to Lord North, who famously lost England's colonies in North America in the late 18th century. David Cameron's 2016 referendum led to Brexit. Scottish independence could soon follow. Britain's current and 77th PM, Boris Johnson, often compared himself to Donald Trump, but not anymore.